Yo, yo, yo. What's good, people of Anchor? It's your boy D Fresh back again. And what's this episode? What we call this episode two? I don't know. This is, you know, second day, so we'll just leave it at that. Thank you for everybody who listened. Everybody who left a comment, you know, I appreciate it. Thanks for the feedback. And I'm gonna keep this thing going, man. I found this app off of IG. Seen the little interview on the Breakfast Club. So I was like, you know, let me check this out. I was thinking about doing a podcast anyway. So just kind of everything just happened. So I appreciate everybody for, you know, sticking around and listening to this. I appreciate it. So, we're just going to jump right into it. Last time I left you guys, we talked about the D6 mixtape by Lil Wayne. You can cop that off of my mixtape, That Piff, probably on Spotify and, any other music app is probably on there, I'm pretty sure. But I actually got to listen to the whole entire thing today, and it's cool, you know what I'm saying? It's not like, I'm gonna have to listen to it again. I only gave it a listen through once, and I didn't really, wasn't really focused on it like that, but I did listen to a couple songs and stuff like that, and it's cool, it's dope. I fucks with it. I don't think that we should have waited this long for it, I think that it should have, he should have dropped this a long time ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has a whole catalog of different mixtapes that he could go back to. You know, you got the Sorry for the Wait, you got the Droughts, you got fucking Dedication. So, I mean, there's no reason why we shouldn't have any music from Lil Wayne. There's no reason why we shouldn't have a project from Lil Wayne. That being said, it definitely was a cool mixtape. Definitely dope. He definitely did what he does on everybody's track. You know, he kills it. He murders it. You know, he does his thing. He has his own swagger. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't say he actually killed it, but, you know, he put his own stamp on it. Because, when you get a song, when you got a popular song that's a dope-ass song already, and then you get on that track, too, and you switch it up and it's still good, that's, you gotta applaud that. You know what I mean? Like, it's hard to do that, to get on somebody's beat who's already made that song a dope ass song, and to get on that beat and not take that same flow, switch up a different flow, and then still make it a good song. Like, that's, you gotta applaud that. That takes talent, you know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Lil Wayne. You know, he did his thing on that tape. When I was, after listening to it, I was thinking, like, there was a couple things that dropped these last couple of weeks. I did check out that Big Sean and Metro Boomin joint. That shit was cracking. I fucks with Big Sean. Shout out Big Sean. Shout out Metro Boomin. That shit was cool. That shit, I fucks with it. You know, people were kind of iffy about the Big Sean and Metro Boom collab, but Big Sean is a monster, bro. Like, he's super underrated. People don't understand. That dude can rap. And he can rap with the best of them, you know what I mean? Like, he has the ability to switch up his flow, too. He doesn't sound like anybody. Nobody sounds like Big Sean. He has a different flow. And then he switches it up when he does the little 2088 thing with his girl. You know what I'm saying? Switch it up a little slower. You know, the man's talented. So I fucks with that joint. There was a lot of collabs that came out this last month. Like the Jadakiss and Fab joint. You know what I'm saying? That shit was definitely going in. Definitely a classic. I fuck with both of those guys. Shout out Fab. Shout out that boy Kiss. You know, they did their thing on there, man. Let me know what y'all think about some of the mixtapes, albums that came out in the last month or so. Let me know. Let's talk about it, man. We can debate it. You know what I'm saying? Let me know what you feel like is the best.